Overall, voter turnout was strong at almost 57%. Many people were motivated by the vitriol during the campaign, either in support of it or deeply opposed. And many voters invoked the suffragettes as they cast ballots for a candidate they were convinced would become the first female president of the United States. Yet more than 100 million voters stayed home, and an unknown number of them were disenfranchised or dissuaded by growing barriers. The number of Black voters was down compared to 2008 and 2012. While there are likely multiple factors involved in that decline, one thing is certain. In the past 3 years, many of the protections provided under the Voting Rights Act of 1965 have been whittled away. Denise Lieberman is senior attorney with the Advancement Project and coordinator of the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition. She joins us to talk about state efforts to roll back voter protections. Voters in Missouri further chipped away at voting rights this election when they approved Amendment 6. What does the amendment say, and why update the state's constitution?
Amendment 6 amends our state constitution to weaken the protections it contains for voting so that lawmakers will have permission to implement restrictive voting laws like a photo ID requirement to vote. The reason we had to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot is because a photo ID requirement to vote is currently unconstitutional in the state of Missouri. Courts here found that such a requirement violated Missourians' right to vote.
Some people say, what's the problem? So you have to show a government ID to vote. Get one. Your response?
Well, many people are unable to obtain a state-issued photo ID. In fact, 220,000 current valid voters in the state of Missouri, voters who have identification, since Missouri already requires all voters to show ID, these are voters who are valid, eligible voters who have been voting with no problems, who have identification, who do not have a state-issued photo ID to cast a ballot. And for those voters, it may be difficult, if not impossible, to obtain one. For people who do not have the underlying documents necessary to get a state ID, like a certified birth certificate, they will be unable to comply. For some people, those documents simply don't exist. So it doesn't matter how much help you get. But for others, they may have to undertake significant bureaucratic hurdles, go to multiple government offices, request documentation from other states. And for voters whose underlying documents have discrepancies or errors, that can be an exercise in futility, can be very time-consuming, and very costly.
And who are these voters?
Senior citizens whose IDs may be expired would no longer be able to use those IDs. We know students who may not have driver's licenses but have valid student identifications would be affected. People with disabilities and other people who live in big cities who don't drive. And we know that voters of color are far more likely to be affected than other voters. In fact, in Missouri, African Americans are twice as likely to lack a state-issued photo ID than other voters. And we know that working families are more likely to be affected. People who don't have flexibility in their job schedules to get to the numerous offices required to get these forms of ID. Most DMV offices are not open evenings and weekends. So that means people have to take time off work and lose a day's pay. People who don't have access to transportation are going to have to find a means of transportation to get to these multiple offices. And for people who work hourly wage jobs, for people who are taking care of children or elderly parents who don't have that kind of flexibility or don't have the funds to procure all the underlying documentation or get to all of these places or can't afford to lose a day's pay, they're simply not going to be able to participate in the future.
In 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed a key component of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 called preclearance. The landmark law was designed to remove systemic roadblocks for Black voters and required 9 specific states to get federal approval before enacting any changes to election law. While Missouri was not one of the 9 states, did that Supreme Court decision embolden efforts in Missouri?
Absolutely. The Supreme Court's gutting of a key provision of the Voting Rights Act several years ago, opened the door to new voting, restrictive voting practices in states around the country, even states that weren't subject to preclearance provisions, because it set a tone of acceptability for restrictive voting measures. We saw this year, in this presidential election, 14 states with new restrictive voting laws on the books for the first time. It has opened a climate of fear about voting. And so that climate creates a disincentive for people to vote. When people hear that voting is being made harder, they simply stay home.
This year, there were hundreds of fewer polling places, leading to much longer lines. Do you think this broad attack on voting rights affected the Black voter turnout in this election?
African-American turnout was down, and this is due to the cumulative effect of new restrictive voting practices, cuts to polling place locations, making it difficult for people to get to polling places, increased lines at polling places that now had to service more voters, and new rules that made it much more difficult for poll workers to navigate the process, also creating long lines for voters. All of these together sent a message to voters, particularly voters of color, that their voice wasn't wanted.
Finally, this was the first presidential poll since the Voting Rights Act was gutted. What's your takeaway?
Well, we've seen this before. Every time communities have risen up to demand a voice, particularly communities of color throughout our nation's history, we have seen this kind of backlash in trying to silence people who are stepping up, and we're going to fight that. And what it means is that people are going to have to come together more intentionally than ever and more determined than ever to protect our right to vote, because that is the vehicle that gives us our voice in this society.
That's Denise Lieberman, senior attorney at the Advancement Project and coordinator of the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.